It is Monday. That means we get a chance to talk with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So Central Valley Meat Holding Company, they decided to play Let's Make a Deal. They did make a deal, and they won.
Yeah, this is really big news in the meat industry. Central Valley Meat Company is really in expansion mode. You know, they announced last week that they've set an agreement to acquire Cargill's beef processing plant here in Fresno. The terms of the acquisition agreement were not disclosed. Family-owned Cargill is recognized as the country's largest privately owned business by revenue. Last year, they had profits of about $18.5 billion. Central Valley Meat Company is not as big, but it's also family-owned, and it's growing. But it traces its roots to the founding of Coelho Meat Company by the CEO Brian Coelho's father back in 1981. Back then, they processed 19 head of cattle per day, and today they process way more. It's 1,500 cattle per day. And they employ more than 2,000 people at four different facilities across the Central Valley, including the Harris Ranch Beef Company in Selma and the Harris Ranch Feedlot in Kalinga. You know, anybody who's driven through there on I-5 over there in Kalinga and see the feedlot knows that it's a pretty big operation. Central Valley Meat Company acquired those companies in 2019, so this would be the second largest acquisition for that company in just 5 short years. It's not clear how many Cargill employees are going to be retained, that they've been invited to apply for positions with Central Valley Meat. About less than 1,000 people work at the Cargill beef processing plant, and they're going to continue. Cargill will continue to operate a neighboring ground beef plant, so it'll be two. Cargill will have operations there, and Central Valley Meat will have operations next door. But that ground beef plant supplies McDonald's West Coast operations, which is kind of an interesting aside. So, yeah, big you know, I think as just the business conditions continue with inflation and all that, like consolidation seems to be the kind of what's on the menu for the business community. And I won't be surprised if this won't be the last one.
A little sidebar for you. Cargill is based in my longtime hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Huge office. Oh. Yep, huge offices just about 7 miles outside of downtown. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right, this is a kind of a cool story. Provost and Pritchard Consulting, they are expanding their footprint into the Treasure Valley of Idaho.
Yeah. So this is, you know, Provost, they're a Clovis-based civil engineering firm, and they just expanded outside of California for the first time. And yeah, they're going to Boise, which is the fifth fastest growing city in all of the U.S. last year. So, you know, they have a lot of company moving to Boise from here in California. This isn't a move. This is kind of establishing another office. But so I mentioned that this company is their first location outside of California. They were founded in 1968. They do civil engineering, work for the ag industry, water resources management, construction management sort of thing. Known as one of the best companies to work for in the Central Valley. And, you know, now that extends to the Pacific Northwest. So this began kind of organically nearly 2 years ago. Some of their staff members sought to relocate to Idaho. These were employees who were generating a lot of work and opportunities for the company. So, you know, they decided to let's kind of venture out, and a new market was born. Now there's a handful of Provost and Pritchard employees in the 1,800 square foot office and in a state that is much more business friendly to operate in. You know, we asked the CEO of Provost kind of what the difference is between being in California and Idaho, and, you know, kind of one of those questions where you know the answer already. They're a big operation. They have 8 offices in California and about 280 employees total. So, you know, they still have growth on the mind. They're scouting other locations in the West, you know, including possibly more in California. So, Exciting company we've covered for quite a while. And, you know, as they grow, we'll be sure to share it with your listeners.
Yeah, I love the part of that story that you just touched on, that the staff initiated, or at least in part initiated the move. I'd love for KMJ's, you know, Fresno's Morning News, maybe we can initiate a move to Hawaii. I don't think that our boss will go for that.
No.
You just never know. He is Gabe Dillard, and he joins us from the Business Journal every Monday at about 7:50. Great stuff as always, my friend. We'll talk with you next week.
Talk to you next week.